Out of the Blue, page 112.
It came, literally, out of the blue. I had no warning at all, not even the slightest hint of danger on the horizon. The water was crystal clear and calm. It was more like swimming in a pool rather than the deep ocean waters in Kauai, Hawaii, where I go almost every morning to surf with my friend Alana Blanchard, or the other girls on the Hanalei girls surf team. The waves were small and inconsistent, and I was just kind of rolling along with them, relaxing on my board with my right hand on the nose of the board and my left arm dangling in the cool water. I remember thinking, I hope the surf picks up soon, when suddenly there was a flash of gray. That's all it took, a split second. I felt a lot of pressure and a couple of lightning-fast tugs. I couldn't make out any of the details, but I knew that the huge jaws of a 15-foot tiger shark covered the top of my board and my left arm. Then I watched in shock as the water around me turned bright red. Somehow, I stayed calm and started to paddle toward the beach. My left arm was gone almost to the armpit, along with a huge crescent-shaped chunk of my red, white, and blue surfboard.
This shocking story is true. It's from the book Soul Surfer by Bethany Hamilton, the competitive surfer and victim of the shark attack. Bethany grew up on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. Like most kids there, she started surfing when she was little. By the time she was 7, she was surfing on her own and was on her way to becoming a champion. The shark attack happened in 2003 on Halloween. Bethany was 13 years old. She lost her left arm and 60% of her blood, but she survived. A month after the shark attack, she was back on her surfboard. 8 months later, she was competing again. Since then, she has won several championships. Her positive attitude, courage, faith, and determination helped her recover. She hopes that her story will inspire others who are faced with a crisis. A documentary about Bethany, Heart of a Soul Surfer, was made in 2007.